It's a Tuesday. We do the Dial-A-Doc program on Tuesday with FHN, and joining us is a specialist in nephrology at FHN. Dr. Farhan Khan is with us here today. Dr. Khan, good morning. Hello to you.
Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Thanks for being here. It's great to talk to you, and we're talking about kidney health. Well, first of all, why don't we step back and take a look. Define nephrology for our listeners this morning, Doc.
Nephrology in medicine is a specialty that deals with your kidneys.
And the issue is then why are kidneys so important to good health?
Kidneys are basically your filters of the body. So anything we're drinking or medications we're taking are eliminated through the kidneys, through your urine. So keeping them healthy is very important to keep the balance in the body.
And talk about some of the issues related to kidney health and what maybe our listeners may not be thinking about.
So kidneys basically they're controlling not only your filtering, but they regulate your blood pressure. So a lot of the times if you don't control your blood pressure, you can lead to further damage of the kidneys. And what people may not know is a lot of the over-the-counter medications that you don't think about, such as simple as ibuprofens or your naproxen, these type of medications can really damage the kidneys. And it's important to know what you're taking because a lot of the labels are there, but they're small. So you definitely should keep a good eye on things that will affect your kidney function, especially in this weather that we have. Anytime it hits 90 degrees or above, the kidneys can be hurt badly if you don't take care of things.
We're talking to Dr. Farhan Khan. He is a specialist in nephrology at FHN. Doc, what are the types of problems that you see most often in the patients that you see?
So a lot of my patients, majority of my patients that we have in our clinic or in the hospital setting will have high blood pressure, they'll have diabetes, and a lot of them will have a lot of electrolyte issues. So medications that can affect these things, such as sodium levels in the body, your potassium levels. So we deal with many, many things that will basically keeping them in balance is imperative for the body function.
Doc, how has this changed over your practice over time? What is different now?
So in the world now, we're seeing 10% of the world population is affected by kidney disease. And that's huge. Just in the United States, 37 million people are affected by some sort of kidney disease. And if you break that down even further, it's 1 out of 7. So over here locally in the Freeport area, it has helped quite a bit just having the services, having nephrology here locally, where if there is any signs, a lot of the primary care physicians are able to pick that up early and they're able to refer the patients out, and we can like anything in medicine, preventative care is the best care. So just having us here locally has helped out tremendously over time.
It goes back to that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Absolutely, 100%.
What about children? This is an important issue as well. Are children susceptible to kidney problems, Doc?
Yes, they are. So you can have kidney disease, which is genetic. You can have it, you're born with something. Or the main thing, the most important thing, especially this time of the year, a lot of kids are playing outside. A lot of kids, I have two boys, they play travel baseball. And what we've seen is as soon as the temperature is hitting 90, sometimes even 100 degrees with all this humidity, you can get severely dehydrated, and the kidneys will only take so much. So if you don't hydrate, it can lead to kidney damage. And over the last 2 to 3 weeks, I've seen many, many kids as well as adults suffering from this. So simple hydration it can't go unnoticed. It's so important.
Mm. How would you know that if someone is having a potential kidney problem or maybe a parent realized that their children might be having a kidney problem, Doc?
So a lot of this is one of the trickiest thing in my field. Many of the patients, unfortunately, won't have any symptoms. And that's where your basic blood testing that you're getting annually is very important. And in kids especially, they may not know they have something. So simple screening tools such as a urine test, which is done by the primaries, and it's actually mandated for physicals and stuff, can help pick up if there's any blood in the urine, any protein in the urine. But more so in this time of the year, especially if a child is coming up to you, or to a parent saying, I can't urinate, or the urine is darker, or I have back pain, or simple things like that, it's a good idea to maybe get some attention to make sure there's nothing developing into further. Because if you can get it early, you can treat everything. If it's too long, some of this injury can be irreversible, which is a huge problem, especially for children who hopefully have a long life ahead of them.
And so what you're saying is that the darker urine, the more yellow your urine is, that's a sign of dehydration?
Exactly. It's a very concentrated urine. So I always tell, especially my toe specialist, the urologist, this time of the year, we'll get a lot of patients with kidney stones. So a lot of this is preventative. If you see dark urine, that's where stones can precipitate. So we highly encourage drinking plenty of fluids.
Doc, what kind of treatments are available that you provide at FHN?
So we have developed many. I mean, from what our goal is, to prevent. So basically, we've started kidney care classes, nutrition, dietitian. It's all an integrated approach, and making sure your blood pressures are stable, just simply getting them screened. And, to the extreme, we have dialysis, which is local, and our whole goal at all times is to make sure we don't even get that far, but unfortunately it does happen. And more so, we are directly in relationship with other universities. If we need to, we catch diseases early and we refer out for potential transplants. So a lot of it is screening, preventative, and making sure that day-to-day you're doing well, you're hydrated, and we help out. If there's any concerns with that, we can help you at the local level.
And Doc, bottom line is, if someone out there, most everybody, I hope, does have healthy kidneys, but if you have healthy kidneys, what's your best advice is how to keep them healthy?
Is hydration, monitoring your blood pressure, and being extremely cautious with the medications, especially those over-the-counter medications. They're labeled, it's not. I mean, I can't tell you how many patients I see that are taking ibuprofens on a very frequent basis, along with your naproxen, which is Aleve, a common name, that these things, they diminish the blood supply to the kidneys and damage them. And that is one thing I tell people, please be very cautious with these, because they're available over the counter. Anybody can pick them up. So anytime you're consuming, always ask and try to avoid exceeding the amount you're allowed.
All right, Doc. Great advice. Great to talk to you. Great information today. Really appreciate it. Let's talk again soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, that's Dr. Khan. He's a nephrologist at FHN this morning, and the preceding brought to you by and sponsored by FHN.